So, first of all, you see, as you guys mentioned, this is Kuntres Rishimos. This is in a number of the volumes of Fachad Yitzchak. In the back, there are extras, sort of bonus chapters. And in a couple of places, it's in Yiddish. So this is one of the examples of the where the Kuntres Rishimos are in Yiddish. And we already said in the title, the topic that we're going to be speaking about is the idea of eating on Shabbos. And everybody, I'm sure, has spent time at one point thinking about this idea. What's the difficulty here? It hits us in our face right away. That l'chor, it's a little bit strange that you have the day which is a holy day, a Yom Kadosh. And Afka, on that day, we have this concept of eating, of which is a connection to the physical. So it creates, I'm sorry for the pun, but just thinking now, it create definitely is a trigger for food for thought, right? It definitely should get us thinking a little bit like, well, what is this? What is this idea? We're so used to it. Yeah, of course, Shabbos is a great day, so have fun. Is there, right, you can have for another time, the halachic question, is there a din of simcha on Shabbos? That's an interesting question, bifnei atzmo. Actually has a, for you guys, yeah, your pre-Bahaloscha. So there's a Bahaloscha makor connected to that point of whether there's an inyan of simcha you have in the Parsha's Bahaloscha, b'yom simchaschem. And it comes up as far as a quick connection to Shabbos, but I don't want to get sidetracked with that. But on a day of Simcha, so we go ahead and every Simcha you celebrate, so you eat. Okay, so there we hear it. But if we look at it in a more, if we think about it some more, there is a clash here. L'chora, it seems like maybe there's a clash between holiness on one hand, connection to the soul, the neshama, and eating, which is, we're in goof mode when we're eating. Okay, so that's the idea we're going to speak about. We're going to get to, I'm sure, amongst the different ideas that you've come across regarding this interesting question. And there are a lot of different ideas, some beautiful ideas out there, but this will be another perspective, a different angle, I'm sure, than some of the ideas that you've come across until now. So let's get to it. And break our teeth a little bit on the Yiddish. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. So we know that as we just said, on Shabbos there's a din suda. Shabbos is on Shabbos there's a din suda. Suda Shabbos. So at first glance, the kavana rishona from us, the first idea that we have regarding this, then was our first understanding regarding this, is that Shabbos is mechayiv fun asuda, because it's Shabbos, so therefore we have a suda. But in the Gemara, says Rav Udner, something else is written. Something a little bit more specific. In the Gemara, shteit ha-kavana shniya avdos. There's a different kavana regarding this, and that is that Shabbos, gitmina neshama yisera. The Gemara, you see the Makoros there on the sheet, Beit Zadav Tesa Zayin Amud Aleph says that on Shabbos, we're familiar with this idea, that on Shabbos we have a neshama yisera. And what's a neshama yisera? We don't understand exactly what a neshama yisera is. We don't exactly understand what a neshama is. So we don't understand what a neshama yisera is. But to get some kind of understanding, Rashi, or to be confused, maybe a little bit more, Neshama Yisera, says Rashi, Zokt Rashi, Rashi Zokt Pshat, Rashi says the Pshat is, Lev, this is a quote from Rashi, Lev Rachav Le'achol V'lishtot. So on Shabbos we have a Neshama Yisera. And what's a Neshama Yisera? Lev Rachav Le'achol V'lishtot. An increased appetite. Is Suda Shabbos nishter pshat a Shabbos as Shabbos is mechayiv asuda. It's not that Shabbos is mechayiv asuda. No, the pshat is ach Shabbos git koyach af asuda. Shabbos because it's Shabbos, so we have koach for asuda, and we have more of a rotzon for asuda. We have leiv rachav leachol v'lishtot. That's what Rashi says. How do we understand this? What is this? V'yezei fashteitmen, how do we understand kochus tzu asuda, kochus for a meal, vazveren, geboren fun aneshama yesera. What does geboren mean? You have some words in Yiddish that sound like English, so it helps give it away. Born, right? How do we understand kochus for asuda that stem from where? The kochos from Asuda stem from the neshama yisera. What does that mean? Okay, that's Os Aleph. Moving on to Os Biz. And just to put it, to frame it, to make it, to understand the structure here, after the springboard question, we have in Os Biz, taking us to a different idea. We're going to have in Os Beis Gimel and Dalet the development of that idea, and only in Os Hey we're going to come back to food. Okay, so let's go. Chana hat gesagt. You guys remember when we spent time focusing on Chana? Remember Erev Shabbos, Parshas told us when we were in Shiloh. Remember, in Shiloh, and going back to the place where Chana came to daven that she should have a child. Remember the film there that we saw on the film on Chana coming to Eli and davening for a child. So then we have afterwards, after Chana is blessed with a child, we have Chana singing praise. So Chana had gesagt, "Ein tzur kelokena." You know that the Gemara in Brachas learns out many halachas of tefillin, of tefila. I'm sorry, the Gemara in Brachas learns out many halachas regarding tefila from tefilas Chana. So Chana says, "Ein tzur kelokena," and the Gemara darshans. This is not the Gemara in Brachas, but the Gemara in Megillah darshans. Ein tzur kelokeinu. Steht in Chazal. Ein, what does steht mean? It's written, right? Steht in posuk. Again, we said we're not learning. Objective is not learning Yiddish tonight, but some words that we're familiar with anyway, and that we have in our head that we've heard sometimes, at least to see it inside and get it more exact. Steht, right? It says in a steht in a posuk. It says in a posuk, but here steht in Chazal. It says in Chazal. Ein tzayar kelokeinu. So Chazal adores, the pasuk says, ein tzur kelokeinu. Chana says, ein tzur. Tzur is a lashon that is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does tzur literally mean?
Rock.
A rock, right. A rock. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the foundation of the world. A rock as in terms of being an example of something which is the most firm, stable, that which is there. Ein tzur kelokeinu. The makor hakol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the source of everything. But here, the drash is, in the Gemara Megillah, ein tzayar kelokeinu. What's tzayar? A tzayar is an artist. There's no artist like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Basar v'dam, the Gemara, right? The Gemara says there. Basar v'dam oseh tzura v'ein baruach chayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an amazing artist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzar tzura, and it's a very sophisticated work of art that yesh ba ruach chayim. Man could go ahead and draw something, a basic drawing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wow, what a work of art. Not only drawing, not only that dimension of drawing, but Yesh Baruch Chai. via. So what does this mean? What does this mean? How can we gain a deeper understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and this description that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an artist? What is the koach of an artist? So says Rav Fudner, vi amir zol zogin. Af einem, what do we say about somebody? Vasat geshefin azach, when somebody makes something, when somebody makes something, if somebody makes a picture of something, when a person makes a picture of something, so it is zicher for sure, given it becomes a haktana. It's a shrinking. More katan, right? It's a haktana. It's more katan. In other words, you've taken something that you, when an artist looks at something, that they look out, let's say, at a beautiful scene. They're standing on a mountain looking out at a valley, and they make a picture of what's in front of their eyes. So they're taking that vast scene and they're giving expression to it, but there's shrinking taking place when they go ahead and express it in the picture. And the truth is that this applies to any kind of art. In any kind of art, art is expression. Right? Art is expression. So in drawing, it's expressing the scene, the picture that the artist is trying to express. But in any other area as well, there's some in poetry, in song, there's something very deep within the soul that the artist wants to share with humanity, share with the outside world. And the artist finds an avenue to do that. However, there's always, you speak to any artist, but you don't have to speak to any artist, you speak to yourselves. And we all know that we are never 100% successful in completely expressing ourselves. The artist is never completely 100% successful in expressing everything that they wanted to express. They can't. It's just this world is a finite, limited world. So there is a haktana. Okay, we're talking about art. What I mentioned before, we ask anybody within speak, conversation, any form of expression. In any form of expression, there's always, we haven't expressed 100%. The artist, where the art is that realm of expression, you don't have 100%. And Rav Hutner continues, when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though, as ein tzayir ke'elokeinu, there's no artist like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages to express 100% of what he wants to express. And klapei mala is doch nicht shayach kein haktanas. Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't have haktana. We don't have not managing to be complete in what he's trying to express. Is was is das, wenn man sagt, auf ein Yotzer HaKol, as er macht Tziurim. So how do we understand? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochol. So what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tzayar? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is macht tziurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes tziurim. He makes works of art. So that takes us to Oz Gimel to explain the principle. Hat mekabel given as das is amida midos of Yisparach. We were mekabel, we have a tradition. We know that there's a midah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Was ruft sich tzayar. That's called tzayar. Ein tzayar kelokeinu. Vasindi mida, in this attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, licked their sod fun ala miniatures. In this mida lies the sod, the inner idea of all the miniatures, which, and you see in parentheses, ze'er anpin, in the welt, in the world, all miniatures in the world. The ganze bria, the klalius fun Torah mit mitzvahs, Geit alts, everything, the whole world stands on this idea fun miniatures. The whole world stands on the concept of miniatures. And by miniatures, or Hutter means here, again, we're talking about art, and in miniatures, the way Rav Hutner is using it is a complete capturing of something, but it's expressed, it's that vast thing, everything there, but in just in a smaller form. Not a process of haktana where 80% is being expressed. It's 100% being expressed, but just in a smaller scale. There's something that's very intriguing that captures our attention, pulls our eye when we see something in miniature, right? There's something very cool. Let's say it like that. There's something cool in miniatures, right? There's not far from here, from Shalvim, Mini Israel. You guys have been, any of you at Mini Israel? No, okay. So next time you can make it. Something cool. Taking all of Eretz Yisrael, like main spots in Eretz Yisrael, and having it spread out in a small area. But any kind of miniature. What? That's an Afcha. We should have read. So any kind of miniature is cool in the sense like that there's so much, but it's in a small, like, in a way that's part of what's very, that captures our attention in babies. Right? Just think like a mini person. It's like a whole person. But there in mini, like you see, like look at if you see sometimes people saying, oh, look at that, a small little finger, a small little ear, look at that, just a small hand. It's like to see something bigger, just, and it's all in its complete form, but in miniature form. So Rav Hunter is saying that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses things in the world, it's taking what he wanted to express. Without, he expresses fully, but in a smaller scale. Not haktana in the sense of 80% out of 100%. It's 100%, but just squashed into less volume. That's what he's calling the sod. The whole world stands on the sod of miniatures. The ganze bria, the klalius von Torah mitzvahs. All of Torah and mitzvahs gate out, it all goes with the sod fun miniatures. By Mishkan, in Gefinin, we find in the Mishkan, that Gefinin Mir, we find Lehedya Mefurish B'divrei Chachamim, is Atzei Shitim Omdim. Gefin Zich Hashras Hashchina. We find Hashras Hashchina in the Atzei In the Atzei Shitim Omdin state of this in Chazal say about this, Ata b'samamanecho v'ani b'chvodi. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you down here, this, the idea when Rav Hutner says that the whole HaKadosh Baruch Hu founded the world on this idea, this is the idea that this world is mirroring higher worlds, upper worlds. So, that's the idea of Atab Samamonecho Vani Bichvodi. You, man, you go ahead and you take care of in the Beis Hamikdash, you're doing X, Y, and Z. You're taking this and you're taking that and you're pouring water or you're pouring wine or whatever you're doing in the Beis Hamikdash, you're Oseg with the things that you're also like here down on this world in Yerushalayim Shalmata, v'ani b'chvodi, and I am up in Yerushalayim Shalmalo. Right? There's a Yerushalayim Shalmala connected Yerushalayim Shalmata. That means that what's going, that means that Yerushalayim Shalmata is a miniature. It's a miniature Yerushalayim Shalmala. This world is a miniature of, this Olam HaTachton is a miniature of the Olam HaElyon. Atzei Shitim Omdim Kenzain, just a miniature. Have some nice to have some English words along the way. Just a miniature from Srafim Omdim. Okay, I have Atzei Shitim down here on this world, in this world, which is mirroring or just a miniature of the Srafim Omdim up in the upper world. Heina Shemayim Ushmei Hashemayim Lo Yichal Kulucha. The entire world can't. Right? So if we're thinking that Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash, can't hold HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so all of Yerushalayim can't hold HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of Eretz Yisrael, all of the world can't hold HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashemayim Lishmei Hashemayim Lo Yichal Kulucha. Completely. Eloma, it's a miniature. Ukeshehu rotzehu medaber mitoch ba'dei ha'oron. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he can speak mitoch ba'dei ha'oron. Is nishta taich doesn't mean as das was er zwischen ba'dei ha'oron is epis andrish was das was is b'shamayim u'shmei shamayim. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking from between the ba'dei ha'oron, so it's not different than it is in Shemayim and Shmei Shemayim. It's the same thing. It's expressed in a different way. It's here, down on this world. It's only in miniature. It's mamish de zelbe. It's the zelbe, the same. It's mamish de zelbe. It's the same, but in miniature. In miniature. The miniature is the way that we understand the world, the way that we can interact with the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Avram Avinu, so it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'vnei atzmo speaking, but in miniature, down in a way that it is expressed here in this world. Moving on to Os Dalet, and as we said then in Osei, we're going to come back to eating on Shabbos. So in Oz Dalet, Rav Hutner takes us to the headquarters of miniature. The beginning. The first two miniatures in the world. Again, miniatures in this context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking the infinite and giving it expression here in this world, which means miniature, but it is full in its expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first two are the Erste, right? Erste. You guys ever in school learned the Manishtana in Yiddish? Did anyone? Raise your hand if you ever learned the Manishtana in Yiddish. No? Okay. Some of you, yes. Okay, the Erste Kasha, the first, okay? The erste zwei miniatures, the first two miniatures, was mir gefinnen in Chumash behedya, that we find explicitly in Chumash, is number one, man. Number one is a mensch, man, that is created b'tzelem Elokim. So man is a miniature. Tzelem Elokim is a miniature Elokim. That happens when? On which day? On Friday. Freitag. Was the ganze Wort B'Tzelem. What does Wort mean? We always say Worts, right? We should know what the literal translation of Wort is if we're always saying over Worts at the table. What's a Wort? Word. Right? Wort. So, dvar, we say, what kind of, are you giving over a word? So it's a word of Torah. A word of Torah. But word, so the ganze word, the word of B'Tzelem, Nimmt sich von Zell. Zell, meaning shadow. So Tzelem Elohim is connected to shadow, that man is a shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a shadow is a kind of a miniature. A shadow of man, it's man, but it's a it's miniature man. Okay, so Rav Hutner is using that explanation. You see in the footnote that's from the Malbim, the idea that Tzelem, man is Tzelem Elohim, the root of the word is Tzel, a shadow, a kind of a man is a miniature. So that's the first miniature in creation, which is on Friday. What Tzel is a Tzur. Nisht der Guf HaDover. It's not it itself, but it's the shadow of it. Meruf in Taka, Asach Mol, A Mensch, A Olam Katan. Very often we refer to man as Olam Katan, right? You've heard that expression? That Adam is Olam Katan. The Olam, the world is an Olam Gadol, and man is an Olam Katan. This is brought down, this idea that man is an Olam Katan is brought down in many places. It's brought down, I'll just mention for now to see that it goes way back. It's mentioned in the Tikkuni Zohar. The idea that that man is an Olam Katan. The world of Lubavitch mentions this line often, that Adam is an Olam Katan. Sometimes people will say that it comes from different tzaddikim, and it is mentioned by different tzaddikim. Sometimes people mention it from the Ramchal, but it goes back much further. Right? It's already mentioned in the Tikkuni Zohar, this line that Adam, as Rav Hutner says here, that we refer to man, again, where were we inside? The Mamre, Merufin Take, we bemet call man, Asach Mol, a mensch, Aulam Katan, a small world. The Taichfun Katan is thus that in a miniature. Okay, it's that man is an Olam Katan in this. Und das Satz, in this context, it means that man is a miniature. Okay, so that's the first miniature in the world. Man on Friday, that's an Olam Katan. Where's the second miniature? You understand the setup here? We go from Friday, where man, Tzelem Elohim, the Olam Katan, is the first miniature. The second miniature is on Shabbos. How is Shabbos a miniature? What do you guys say? Yeah. Yes.
It's Mein Olam Haba. We're going to get one day.
Exactly. The zweite miniature von Chumash is Shabbos. Was jede Shabbos is, as Yoni said, Mein Olam Haba. So we have Mein, we have an Olam Haba. And a Me'ein, what's a Me'ein? Me'ein is a miniature. Right? So, man is a Me'ein, he's an Me'ein, the world, he's an Olam Katan. And Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It's a miniature of Olam Haba. Mizmir Shil Yom HaShabbos L'Yom Shekulo Shabbos. That's the future. Yom Shekulo Shabbos is paradise, is Olam Haba. Right? That's Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Every week on Shabbos we come into contact, we have a taste of that world of paradise of the beyond. Yom Shekula Shabbos. Thus is in Ganzen the Sod von miniature, the Ganze Echetimtze. As sees the print here is not it. Is, this word is a rough word, Anyone here want to give a guess how you pronounce this? Menlach Gibkeit. Okay. Which means, I just have written down the translation, a possibility. To bashafen a me'ein fun olam hava is shoin a often a sod duch ein tzayir kelokeinu. The way that we have this me'ein olam hava is the way that we create bashafen is to make, the way that we can make, a way that a me'ein olam hava can be created is, again, the idea of that, of miniature, of ein tzayir kelokeinu. There's no artist like HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has the ability to express completely, but just in miniature form. Ados is der mahus fun a tzayir. As we said, this is the essence of a tzayir, of an artist. As gefinnen zoch dorten de ganze guf hadover. Nor bezeer anpin. We find the entire thing, but bezeer anpin, in miniature. Freidik, on Friday, and on Shabbos. The zwei miniatures, the two miniatures, was the ganze bria jitzich aroisvi. The entire bria, the entire world, spins around these two miniatures, the miniature of the creation of man, in the realm of nefesh, right? We have the creation of nefesh, we have man, and in the realm of time, we have Shabbos being a miniature, man being a miniature, B'tzelem Elokim, and Shabbos in time being Me'ein Olam Haba. And now we go to Ose. Von der Alle, Koiches von Tzayir. So in the world, there are different aspects of this expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Tzayir, of expressing something from the Olam HaElyon in full form down here in this Olam HaTachton, which is, and it's expressed in miniature here down on this world. You know, just to appreciate this, to note the there's something that is very awesome and very inspiring here in this idea, because it's giving tremendous importance to the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to express down here in this world. Now, sometimes we have, as human beings, have a natural tendency to downplay things in this world. It's an olam atachton, it's a low world, it's that, it's only this world, it's physical, it's the olam hazeh, it's low, it's temporary. But this idea is saying that while this world is an olam atachton, but at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressing himself, what he wants to be expressed here in this world is complete, is connected to that full reality of the Olam HaElyon. But it's just very, it's a small world. It's a katan, and it's filled with katnuniyut, all kinds of smallness. There's a lot of smallness in the world, because that's the nature of this physical world. It's very small. But at the same time, the sparks, let's use that word, the sparks of the Olam HaElyon that are here in this world are, they're for real. It's high voltage. It's amiti. It's alamed. I hope I'm being clear in this idea. In other words, it's not like we're in a league which is just completely, we're in a small, small league which is so far removed, has no kesher to the big league, to the major league. No. Well, the things that are taking place here are, it's smaller scale, but it's very, very, those very, very real, the sparks of, this is the sparks of holiness, but any place which is all over the place for us, where we have the ability for it to be all over the place, for there to be expression of Ratzon Hashem in this world, it means that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in this world, and the world being run according to His vision, so that means that everything that is taking place according to His vision is Major League, is Lefi, that vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Tzayar, of the ultimate artist. So when we have a taste of real, whatever that real is, it's real. Gevald, is it real? It's Major League. It's Ein Tzayir Kelokein. So here, to focus on one aspect of this world is, is the connection between Guf and Nefesh. Rav Huttner now is putting on, putting under the microscope specifically the phenomenon of connection, the connection between Guf and Nefesh. For the Ala Kochos von Tzayir of miniature, as we've been speaking about, of miniature, that Olam HaElyon in real terms being expressed here in this world, kommt mir zu dem Koach, we come to the Koach von Tzayir of Neshama Yisera, Umafli La'asos Mekasher Gashmi V'ruchni. So we started off speaking about Shabbos and Neshama Yisera. And if we're speaking about Neshama Yisera, so Neshama in this world, is connected to Guf. As, and when we say, Umafli La'asot, the Pella, what's, we've spoken about many times, when we say in Asher Yotzar, Mafli La'asot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wow, in an amazing way He made the world, and the Ramah writes, Pella, amazing. What's amazing? That mikasher gashmi v'ruchni. That Hashem connects the physical and the spiritual. Asachmo when we speak about regarding a mikasher, a connector von zwei Sachen, between two things, is that pshat is a mikasher is Adrita Koach, the connector is a third force. Was steht, it's from the outside and it connects. Von die zwei Sachen, was ist ein Makasher? You have A and B, and for A and B to connect, you have C that brings about a connection. For example, and when he's showing, he gives a couple of examples where we have a group that is made up of three. Ein eged pachos meshlosha, or ein chavila pachos meshlosha. Right? Good. Sorry, Kent here is rubbing out on the paper, so I'll read it from here. Ein eged pochos mishlosha, ein chavila pochos mishlosha, or ein shayara pochos mishlosha, or achut hamishulash lo b'mehera yinatik. So all examples where we have a group made up of three. So here, in this context, Rav Huttner is saying that, again, that normally when we speak about two things connected, it's through a third entity that is coming in and bringing about a connection between the two. Aber, and our context is an exception. In our, what is our context? Our context is neshama v'guf. In our context of neshama, in our context of neshama and guf, are aber in das fall. In this case, for neshama v'guf, was there kesher, the kesher between them, between neshama and guf, state besod mafli la'asot, that there's something wow, there's something unbelievable taking place, a pella taking place here. Daf minisht verstehen, darf nicht verstehen, we shouldn't understand, right? Verstehen, versteht ist da, verstehen ist da understand. So nicht verstehen, when that's, we shouldn't understand, as the Mekasher is a koach min achutz, that there's a connector from the outside, was is a mitzius of nicht von Nishama und nicht von Guf. It's not that we have an outside third element that's not Neshama and not Guf that connects, but rather what? Nor, but rather, so is in the Neshama Gufa, the Achelek Neshama, was doch dem Wort Neshama mit in Guf ein Einheit. There's something in the Neshama that allows the Neshama and the Guf to be one entity. It's not something from the outside, a third, that allows a connection between A, the Guf, and B, the Neshama. Okay, Rav Hunder is clarifying a fundamental idea for us here regarding connection of Neshama and Guf. It's not through something from the outside. That's built in to that. That's the Pella, part of the Pella of the connection between the Neshama and the Guf, and there is that there isn't this third element, but the Neshama connects to the Guf. Azoy de Ramban is Maspir Gzeres Hamisa. This is how the Ramban explains the Gzera of death, of what happened after Adam Harishon sinned, and death was introduced to the world. Because originally, the way man was created, Adam Harishon was created, he wasn't supposed to die. As far in chet, before chet, ader chelik ha-neshama, the part of the neshama, was mit sein koach, vod der guf, mit in nefesh, ein shlemus, the part of the neshama that enabled it to connect to the guf in one shlemus, poel gaven b'miluo. It was working in its full form. In its full, perfect form, the way the neshama originally, when it was pure, without any chet in the world, operated, was that it connected to guf in a way which was supposed to be forever. Und der Neshama mit in Guf, the Neshama with the Guf, halten sich zusammen, would stay together. Sorry, I skipped a line. Sorry. The way that it was supposed to be, as we said, was before Chet, it would stay together, the Neshama and the Guf would stay completely forever. But, not in Chet, after sin was introduced, is there or from the neshama, the or of the neshama, falosh in gevern became weaker after chet. The or of the neshama became weaker, and when we say the neshama became weaker, what became weaker? The koach of the neshama to stay permanently connected to the guf became weaker. When the neshama mitten after chet, the neshama mitten guf, the neshama together with the guf, halten sich zusammen, Eli Spinowitz, right? The neshama with the guf holds zusammen together, come a poor yor. Only for a poor yor for a few years. The koach of the neshama. This is a very, very deep idea that the Ramban is saying, right? That in its full top form, the neshama is meant to be connected to the guf, and it could be forever. But after chet, the neshama is weakened, and included in that weakness is the ability of the neshama to be connected to the guf. That's weakened, and that's why after this chet in the world, so the shidduch between neshama and guf isn't forever because the strength of the neshama has been weakened. It doesn't have the ability anymore to be tzizamin together with the guf forever. The neshama yisera. Yeah, we're speaking about Shabbos and neshama yisera. The neshama yisera is a me'ein de me'ein von yenem chelek haneshama. On Shabbos, we say Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. It's a little. It's a miniature. It's a me'ein of that high, 100% full, pure neshama. Vashalt sich zusammen guf and nefesh, that holds zusammen, holds together the guf and the nefesh. Das heißt, as Shabbos, wird der Chibur von guf, hanef guf, venefesh starker. So the on Shabbos, when there's a neshama yisera, the koach haneshama is bigger, is stronger. So the koach of chibur guf v'nefesh is starker. What is stark? We always use in the world of the yeshivas the word stark, right? What does stark literally mean? What?
Strong.
Right. Okay, as Yoni said, stark is strong. So the chibur between the guf and nefesh is starker, is stronger when there's a neshama yisera. The neshama is bigger, so it has more. It's connected to that kind of ideal state that there was of connection of chibur neshama v'guf. As das is a me'ein fun yom shakula Shabbos. Was there? Here's another word that I'm definitely not, I don't know how to pronounce, farangengung, I just know that it means unification. In the unification of guf v'nefesh v'atzayin permanenter, that makes it permanent, that makes, okay, we have here something that adds, and when there's a bigger neshama, neshama yisera, says there's something that makes the chibur between here on Yom it's connected to that Yom Shekul Shabbos and enables the Chibur Guf and Nefesh to be stronger. And finishing up, we'll finish up with those Vav. Oh, Zion is a separate point. We'll finish off with those Vav. Like unzera matzav, in our situation of Haint of today, is deep ulo in this action. This action of von halten zusammen, of holding together, a guf v'nefesh. How do we? What can we? What is like getting down to earth? What can we do to hold together, to fuel to add to the ability of connecting guf v'nefesh? In down to earth terms, what can we do? One of the things that we can do is eating, right? If we don't eat at all, then there's going to be a separation between guf v'nefesh, right? The guf will be left on its own, and the nefesh will go up to Shemayim. When we eat, we are allowing, we're, right? You have the car and the driver, the guf is the car, and man, and the neshama, slicha. And the neshama is the driver. And when you add fuel to the car, you're allowing for there to be a connection between the driver and the car. So the fuel is food. We go ahead and allow, we are doing something. We are being active. We are active. So there are things that in our body that are functioning, that are involuntary, not up to us. It's just happening, that's it. But food is something, a point, where we are active. We have a dominant role in allowing for the continuation of this partnership to take place between guf v'nefesh. It's achila v'shtia. As mir willen oystriken in unsere darga, if we want to express on our darga, in our madriga, for where we are at, a starker chibur von guf v'nefesh, a stronger connection between guf and nefesh, haben wir nicht kein anderer Kli. We don't have another Kli besides for this, the Aribui Achila Vishtil. It's true that we have the ability to learn and to do mitzvahs, and then we're fueling the fire of our neshama. Okay? But here, in terms of a creative, unique perspective, to allow continuation of that partnership between guf and nefesh, when we go ahead and eat, we are allowing for that partnership to continue. Memeila indeed tosefes achila. Was is miyuchad l'Shabbos? So on Shabbos we have a neshama yisera. Neshama yisera. We saw the words of Rashi in the Gemara in Beitza. Neshama yisera lev rachav le'chov l'shtot. On Shabbos, it's a meyein olam, right? Meyein olam hava, a miniature. We're going back to we're in a meyein olam hava. We're connected to that higher world. We're connected almost. Rav understand we're connected to Adam Rishon before the Chet, where there was a complete chibur between guf v'nefesh. But the chibur guf v'nefesh is a me'ein from chibur guf v'nefesh from Yom Shekula Shabbos. Is the ribu yachilo nechlal in sod from tziur from Shabbos. So in this context, our achilo v'shtiyo is in that sod of tziur von Shabbos, the function von ribu yachilu v'shtiyah is mamish the function von neshama yisera. It is the function of neshama yisera here in the context of, as we said, connecting neshama v'guf. Und das is der omek von divrei Rashi. This is the omek of divrei Rashi. Was teicht neshama yisera rochav lev lechov l'shtot. Azei shtein mir yedin Shabbos. Funer finishes off. This is how we are. This is the state that we are in every Shabbos. Un sod fun miniatures. And a sod, we stand as miniature on metzias fun yom shakulo Shabbos. We are here in our mini form, connected down here in this world, but connected to the Yom Shakulo Shabbos of beyond. How? In our down-to-earth ways. Unzira. What does unzira mean? Our. Unzira Suda Shabbos. Our Suda. Unzira Big Day Shabbos. In our down-to-earth way of Shabbos clothing. Unzira Shabbos Dika Ponim. Our Shabbos Dika face. Right? In other words, right? When an hour for where we're at, we go ahead and take a shower, we bathe before Shabbos, and we're clean, our body, our clothing, our food, our body, unzer l'chadodi, our singing l'chadodi, unzer zmira Shabbos, our down to earth way, we sing zmira Shabbos, all down to earth expressions down here in this small world, this is all small. Not small in terms of less, but small as a miniature. In the so das alt is licht, it all shines mit dem or with the or pnimi von ein tzayer kelokeinu, the light of miniature of ein tzayer kelokeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate artist that has the ability to give full form, full expression, but just in a miniature form. In speaking over Divrei Torah, so we're in the Yeshiva Shalmala, but just in miniature form. Here we are tonight for me, this afternoon for you, getting together and talking Divrei Torah. So it's, as we said, it's like the Beis Medrash in Shomayim, but just in miniature form. The Zel Bazach, the same thing, but just in miniature form. So that's the idea that Rav Hutner is mechadesh here, a new perspective on eating on Shabbos, is that in our act of eating, we are in a mode of bringing about, we're doing something active to bring about a connection between guf v'nefesh at a time that we have a neshama yisera. The neshama is in its full form. B'vaday b'vaday. That's what's for sure. Eating can be used in all kinds of different ways, and for all of us, it's the struggle is real, right? The struggle is real to be able to eat the way that we should be, just like everything that we're doing in this world. The challenge is always to do things the way that they should be done. And of course, it's possible to eat in a way which is not this beautiful making a shidduch between neshama v'guf. The point is that on Shabbos, and within this context of Yom Shekulo Shabbos, where the neshama is stronger, so then when we go ahead and we're eating, we're allowing for that stronger connection. You can see on your own time the piece that I sent from Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, Zichrono Livracha, who's just Nifter. He has, as I'm sure you guys know, he's written many, many things, but he also has an amazing book called The Religious Thought of Hasidus, of Hasidism. And there he writes about this idea in the piece that I sent to you. We all know that in the world of Hasidus, there's a lot of talk, a lot of depth given to eating in a holy way. And there he speaks about one of the angles of why it is that in the world of Hasidus that is spoken about so much. And to give away the mystery of the line that I sent out, finally, right? You saw that line that I sent out as far as the simple people eat so that they'll have koach to learn. But Anshe Madrega, the lofty people, the big tzaddikim, learn so that they know how to eat. They know how to, right? And there's a deeper, holy way of eating. So who said that? And the answer is Rav Nachman Mibreslov. Rav Nachman Mibreslov. I could have guessed it, right? Rav Nachman Mibreslov, that's where that line is from. Okay, guys, I apologize for the overtime. I've been saying too often on these get-togethers. It's just very enjoyable spending the time with you. And have a good rest of the afternoon, evening. We'll be in touch. Yeah, Shukran for joining. Take care.
Shukran, thank you.